cryptic creatures seem to roam everywhere. No matter if you're in the woods, the ocean, the sky, maybe even space. Welcome back to the swamp, my friends. It's good to see you made it back for another episode. Despite recent events with my health, and Twitter trying to eat me off the platform, I'm here to stay and keep sharing scary stories with you all. Today we're going to be sharing some creepy and allegedly true cryptid encounter horror stories sent in by viewers just like you. If you have a story that you would like to share in a future video, whether it's a cryptid story or something else, be sure to submit your story at swampdweller.net or the email you can find in the description down below. I'd love to share your story with everyone here in the swamp, and stories like yours that help keep this show going. Now, let's get into these creepy and allegedly true cryptid encounter horror stories. Hello, Swamp Dweller. For the sake of preserving my loved ones' identities, I have left out names and used an alias. I'm a listener to your show, and I'm a big fan. While I maintain a healthy amount of skepticism with regards to the paranormal and supernatural, I remain a firm believer that we do not know everything about this world. I also think that there is a reason that cultures that never had any contact with one another have similar myths and legends. That said, the story I'm going to tell you did not happen to me, but to a girlfriend of mine at the time. It happened at a place called Black Star Canyon in California. I believe it has a webpage, or at least had one. It is a beautiful place during the day, but at night, it is eerie. Even if you do not believe in the paranormal or the supernatural, it still can be suspenseful, as some of the locals don't like outsiders, and there are even some sightings of animals such as mountain lions. For such reasons, we never went in a group of less than three, preferably with lights and knives, and always with myself or one of my fellow infantry marine buddies. Well, against my request, my girlfriend at the time decided to take a trip out there with a few of her girlfriends at night, while I was at 29 Palms training. This was around 2008 to 2010. She called me the morning after and told me the following. I want to be clear that I do believe her, and also believe her to have been sober. They at first saw nothing, but on their way back to their car, one of her friends suddenly stopped and was staring into the brush off the side, beyond the barbed wire fence that lines most of the trail. At first, she and her friend thought she was messing around, and tried to dismiss her. But when she didn't move or stop staring, they followed her gaze. What they described seeing was the slender bust of a man-looking creature with pale gray skin, no fur or hair, and ink-black eyes. The rest of it was obscured by the brush. She said for a moment, she was frozen in time. This thing just glared back at them, each one individually. And then, it seemingly went back to my girlfriend and glared at her for a longer time. She had never felt so scared in her life, she said. She felt that it wanted to do them harm. Then, it began to emit a low, rumbling noise, maybe similar to a growl. That's when they booked it to the car, never looking back. She apologized and said she'd never go back without me. Honestly, I believe her story. But we went back and never saw the thing again. My aim with this story is to support your page, but also to see if anyone can help me figure out what this could have been. I know it's a very vague description, but that's all I got. My thought was maybe a rake. That doesn't quite fit. Then I heard your story about Ashmen from the Cryptid Hunter Samwise Owl series. But that does not 100% match either. Does anybody have any thoughts of what this could be? Thank you for your time, and keep up doing what you're doing. Hey, Swamp Dweller. I've wanted to share this story with you for a while now. I have finally gotten to it. I know it may seem unreal, and yes, it is even hard for me to believe. So let us get right into my story. This occurred when I was 7 years old, when I lived in my childhood home. I used to live in the northeast of Massachusetts, in a pretty urban area, which makes this story even more unusual. My parents had just finished redoing our kitchen, so we had many boxes lying around from the new appliances. My sister and I, all of us around the same age, were ecstatic about playing in the boxes. We have huge imaginations and loved playing pretend. On this fall evening, when the sun had already set, and the crisp air was blowing leaves under the streetlights, my sisters and I went out into our front yard to play in the boxes. Our house was situated on a hill we once thought was massive, but really is not impressive at all. Nonetheless, we rolled down the hill in our boxes pretending we were hamsters running in a ball. Yes, we were a bit strange back then, but we were also children. About 30 minutes in, I remember hearing a sound that caused me to turn my head to the right and look into my neighbor's yard. I saw something that completely blew my mind. I saw a creature. It was relatively tall, hunched over, and very skinny looking. I saw its spine peering through its bare back. It had a long snout with red eyes that somehow glowed. Since it was dark, I could not see the colors or exact features of this thing. But it did look a lot like Professor Lupin, the werewolf from Harry Potter. I was in total shock, and just kept staring. My twin sister noticed I was looking, and watched in awe with me. The thing walked, very slowly and painfully, towards our neighbor's dog, a beagle. This thing grabbed it by the scruff. The dog yelped as the creature turned and continued walking around the house, out of our view with the dog struggling in pain. My twin and I scurried back up the hill into the house, with my other sister following close behind in confusion. After that day, that dog continuously ran away from its owner's home and acted very strangely. I never saw that creature again, but I would never forget it. It is hard for me to believe that my sister and I saw something so terrifying. I believe it could be a skinwalker or a dogman. What makes it weird is how very uncommon it is to witness one of those things in such an urban area. I do not really know what to make of it, but I thought this would be a good story to share. This story may not be creepy to some, but it was creepy to me. I live in Nevada. We are a rather large state covered mostly by desert, with very few people who live outside of Las Vegas. So when you're out in the desert, you're very secluded. My family owns a cabin in an exceedingly small settlement in the high desert, roughly about 5 hours away from Vegas, and very much removed from society. One day I decided to go shooting by myself while my family went fishing, so I loaded up our side-by-side with my new 9mm Masada pistol, a pump-action Benelli shotgun, ammo, targets, and water. I found a spot in the valley surrounded by hills on all sides about a half an hour away from the cabin, so I started setting up my targets. While setting up the targets, the wind blowing through the brush made it sound like whispering. Being as I was armed, I was not deterred. Once the targets were set up, I spent both magazines. Being lazy, instead of reloading them, I just grabbed my shotgun and started firing. Well, something happened after I fired the first shot, and I could not get the action to cycle. I messed with it for quite a while. As I was doing so, the wind causing the whispering was freaking me out more and more. Finally, I looked up and saw an antelope watching me. It would not normally be weird, but this thing looked like it had cancer and AIDS at the same time. I couldn't believe this thing was still alive because it looked so thin, mangy, and just downright sick. This thing just stared at me with hollow-looking eyes, with its mouth agape, not moving a single muscle. Freaked out, I loaded a magazine, put it into my pistol, cycled around into another chamber, and then tried scaring this thing away. At first, I started screaming at it, throwing rocks at it, and then charging it. When that didn't work, I began firing my pistol into the ground, just in front of it, and this thing would not even move a muscle. It wouldn't even react. If my shotgun did not decide to die on me, I would have had to put it down, honestly. I had enough at this point, but my fun was over, so I jumped into the side-by-side, threw it in reverse, hit the gas, and of course, I couldn't get traction. I dug the back wheels about halfway into the sand. Then I hit the four-wheel drive button, cut the wheel, hit the gas, and proceeded to dig all four wheels out of the sand. At this point, I'm having a panic attack. So I top off my magazine, load the other, and got to work gathering shrubbery and rocks to put underneath the tires to get some traction. Not turning my back on the diseased antelope this entire time, mind you. Once completely stuffed, I hopped in, hit the gas, and everything I stuck under the tire just goes flying. I'm back to square one. I contemplate walking for it, but the cabin is so far, and there is no one that would find me along the way. I figured I'm going to have to use my muscle to get myself out of this situation. So I put the thing into neutral and start pushing. I had to push it for about 30 feet or so out of the sandpit. I eventually got it out, though, and by the time I was out, I am completely exhausted. This diseased antelope is still watching me, and I am having a massive panic attack about it. I finally get back to the cabin, plopped down on the couch, and stayed there for about 2 hours without moving a muscle. From that day on, I vowed to never go without a backup gun, and to put animals down if need be, not go off-roading by myself, and to be careful not to park in a sandpit. I don't know if this was just a diseased antelope, or if it was something more sinister pretending to be one. I've heard enough stories to know that there are things like that in the world. Hi, Swamp Dweller. My name is Adam. I'm 25 years old, married, and I live in Deer Lodge, Montana. I've had many encounters, mostly with UFOs, but I'd like to share a different one on another subject that happened to me about 4 days ago. I was camping out with my wife, Maddie, in a secluded area about 15 miles west from where we live. As we were in our RV about to fall asleep, I hear this loud growling, but it didn't sound like any normal animal I've ever heard around here. It sounded worse than a wolf. The way it sounded was like a crossbreed somewhere along the line of a bear and a wolf, but with a devilish undertone as well. Maddie heard it too, as we both were gasping out of fear. I pulled up one of the blinds to get a quick peep at the creature. Not much light outside to get a good look of what it was. We only have a dim yellowish light outside of our door, so I was able to see it walking on four legs. The head was facing the left of the door. All I know is the creature had dark fur. I could see the tail waving, and the face was touching the ground. I guess it was sniffing around for food. It had stopped walking for a few seconds, and it turned around almost facing in my direction. I see its red eyes shining and reflecting from the light of my RV. That's when I knew it was an unknown creature from the state. I kept pulling one blind down and releasing it every so often so that it wouldn't catch me looking at it. The next thing I know, I see this four-legged creature stand up on its hind two legs. It looked like a devilish wolf with red eyes, and unbelievably, it kind of walks similar to a man as it wobbles a bit and walks away. I'm thinking to myself, what the heck is that thing? I'm no expert in zoology, but I have never heard or seen of any animal that could do that. What was I looking at? A friend of mine recommended your website to tell this story, as he says you're great with this subject. So, if you or anybody else may know what this creature was, please let me know in response. I appreciate your time. Hi, Swamp Dweller. My name is Castor, and I'm 24 years old from Sandy, Oregon. I'd like to keep my last name secret, because I don't want people to laugh at me, as I've never told anybody what I've seen. This all happened on Thursday, July 18th. It was early Tuesday morning. I packed up my truck with camping supplies and headed out about 30 minutes southwest from here. I have a favorite fishing spot that's loaded with trout, so I brought my fly fishing rod with me, of course, along with a Glock 19 for protection against any wild animals or humans that may be around. Anyways, I got to my destination at around 1 p.m. and had my Subway sandwich for lunch. Sweet onion chicken teriyaki is my favorite. Anyways, as it got closer to sunset, I got my rod set up and started fishing for a while. Two rainbow trout in less than 20 minutes sounds about right on these warm days, as they are more active during fall time. but can be caught early in the mornings or late evenings during the summer. Never actually seen any signs that alcohol is prohibited in the park, so I had two ice coolers, one with a case of Budweiser and the other with some soda, bottled water, and a tray on top of the ice to where I kept my sandwich on. I had about 8 beers that first night, and later I had filleted a trout I caught and had for dinner on my small propane grill. It turned out to be pretty great that night. Of course, I threw away my beer bottles in my personal trash can. I hate it when people litter. The next day was about the same. I caught a few more trout, had drinks after, was an even better night. Then, suddenly, Thursday came. I headed further downstream where the river was a bit deeper. Trees side by side on the other side of the river, mostly ponderosa pine trees and some western larch trees. As I saw the space between each tree, it made me more alert for bears that could suddenly appear between any of them. I kept my eyes wandering around while I feel my rod slowly. I looked to my right and saw something out of the ordinary. I reached into my back pocket and got my phone out of its waterproof plastic case. Unfortunately, though, I was not able to get a good video of this thing. This was no bear, though. It had to be at least 2 or 3 feet taller than me, as I'm 6'2". It was across the river standing at 41 or 42 yards away from me. It had reddish-brown hair and a primitive-looking face, arms that were massive as they reached below its knees. I stood completely still when I first saw it, as I was wearing my camo jacket and pants. I was not sure if this thing even saw me, but it may have sensed my presence as it moved its head like it was trying to find me. I could not believe what I was seeing. It started to walk closer to my location as my eyes followed it, but kept my head still. This thing walked an impressive 10 or so yards in less than 6 seconds. I could see splashes of water during each of its steps. I had no idea what this thing was. I have never heard of any creatures like this in Oregon, so I have no idea what I was seeing. What I do know is this thing smelled bad, like a worse kind of skunk that had been dead for weeks. Anyways, the creature came to a point to where it was almost right across from me on the other side of the river. I am talking about almost dead center to each other, and only about 15 yards in front of me. I must have blended in with the trees pretty well because it did not seem to see me. I was fearful as it made a massive growl. It was like this thing knew I was there but did not know my exact location. I kept asking myself what the heck this thing is. It suddenly reached down for a rock and threw it across the river. I kept still as it walked to my west. I waited for about 10 minutes after it ended up out of my sight. I grabbed my stuff and hauled my butt back to my campsite. Somebody, please tell me what this thing was, or what I should do if I ever decide to go camping in that area again. Hi Swamp, this is a story from a friend of mine who had a possible encounter with a goat man. My name is Valadin. I am 25 and I moved here to Kentucky from Vladivostok when I was 10 years old. My parents divorced and I went with my father while my mother stayed in Russia. My father served in the Soviet military, specifically the VDV. He was diagnosed with cancer when I was 19 and he died 6 months later. He left me all of his military gear that he kept when the USSR collapsed, including the rifle and the cabin he owns in the south of Kentucky, close to the Tennessee border. This is all for context. My father trained me very well in survival, so I could be strong like him. I spent much time camping and hiking. I had a couple of friends who would go with me often in high school. Their names are Grisha, who I became friends with because he is a Serbian, and James, who is a redneck. James is the only friend in this story, though. After high school, James and I lost touch. Grisha and I remained close. One day, James texted me and asked if I wanted to go camping. I felt it would be a good chance to rekindle our friendship. I offered to have us camp at my father's old cabin. He asked if he could bring his new girlfriend, and I said that it was fine. I invited Grisha, but he was busy with work, so he could not come. Fast forward 2 weeks, and I drive into the mountains and go to my dad's old cabin, which was now mine. I parked my SUV grabbed my backpack full of gear, spare clothes including my father's old VDV uniform, MREs, and my rifle, which I had brought 500 rounds of ammo with me. I began to settle in. I lit a fire in the fireplace, laid out my sleeping bag in the loft, and broke out my bottle of vodka. James was due to arrive the following evening. I had a few drinks and the sun was setting. I cooked up some MRE eggs and bacon, and after eating I went to go to the outhouse. I sat in the outhouse doing my business. I was overly excited to be away from work and reconnecting with my friend. When I left the outhouse, I smelled an awfully bad smell. It smelled like rotten eggs. I brushed it off as various scents of the wilderness and went back to the cabin and drank the rest of my vodka and went to sleep. I passed out and slept like a rock for almost a whole day. I awoke with a heavy hangover. After being awake for a few moments, I began to brew some coffee. I heard tires coming up the driveway. I had forgotten all about James coming, so I was on edge and grabbed my rifle and looked out the window to see a beaten-up Dodge Ram coming up the road. I felt happy when I saw James driving it, until I saw who was sitting next to him. It was an ex-girlfriend of mine. Her name was Alicia. My stomach began to turn. This situation was not going to be fun. We had broken up less than 3 months ago. I felt angry, but still wanted to fix our friendship. He got out of the truck. His loud, cruddy country music was loud enough to scare off much of the wildlife, which got on my nerves. They came in and sat in total silence. The tension was heavy in the air. James said, "Man, you guys are being pretty awkward. Have you met somewhere before?" I became angry and said, "Ask her." I could see Alicia's face shift to one of anger. "Listen, you Euro trash. You're the one who said I could come. We don't need you to start crap." James told her to calm down. They stepped outside and I am assuming she explained everything to him. James came back inside without her and was truly angry. He slapped me across the face and asked me why I cheated on her. I did not. It was the other way around, actually. I was angry that she lied about me, and then being slapped had pushed me over the edge. I punched him in the face and pinned him against the wall with my forearm against his throat and asked him what his problem was. He spit in my face and told me to let him go. I began to twitch with anger. We then heard Alicia scream outside, and she threw the door open. I released him from my grip and he gasped for breath. I began to calm down and so did he. James asked what was happening. "I saw someone outside," she yelled. She was sweating and white as a Siberian snow. "What do you mean?" James asked from her. "I saw a big man in the woods. He looked like he was wearing a goat mask. It's got to be some psycho hillbilly Satanist cultist." I broke my silence and called her on BS. "This is my family land. There is nobody around here for miles. The closest neighbor is 5 miles away." She called me a butthole and told me if I do not go look, she was going to call the cops and say I hit her. I wanted to avoid dealing with the police, so I grabbed my father's old rifle and went outside. I looked angrily at James and said, "You're really going to sit there and let her do this? You're some kind of friend." I walked outside. The sky was clear, and the moon illuminated the clearing the cabin sat in. I put a 30-round magazine into the rifle and readied myself. I silently played St. Michael's Prayer in my head. I walked to the back of the cabin and held my rifle in the low, steady position. I heard a branch snap in the forest. I looked in that direction and pointed my rifle towards the sound. I heard the cabin door slam shut, and then I heard two car doors slam shut, James' truck start, and floored it down. James yelled out the window, "Screw you and your communist dad. You can get killed by the cultist." I thought, "Thanks, Dick." I was also distracted, because whatever was in the forest was being very loud. I then heard something saying, something similar to what James had just said, but it sounded all wrong, like it was trying to be mimicked. Like if an animal tried to talk, like one of those cats or dogs you see on YouTube. But it was trying to put together a sentence. I then realized I could smell the rotten egg smell. I began to yell in Russian, to seem intimidating. I saw a pair of yellow eyes rise up. They had to be about 8 feet off the ground. I knew this was not normal. I heard my dad's voice in my head. "Never be afraid to defend yourself, my son." I grew angry that this person or creature was mocking my painful situation and that they were trespassing. I unloaded all 30 rounds and grabbed the spare magazine in my back pocket and began towards my cabin again. I made it back inside, I threw the bar over the door, and sat without sleeping. I heard it outside mocking my voice and James and Alicia's voices, mimicking what they had said. I eventually passed out due to running out of adrenaline. I awoke, grabbed my stuff, and I left. I never heard from James or that she-devil again. I've been back to the cabin regularly, but have not seen anything ever since. Thanks for listening to these creepy and allegedly true cryptid encounter horror stories. If you enjoyed these stories, please be sure to hit that like button as it helps me out a ton in the YouTube algorithm. The more likes this video gets, the more YouTube promotes it to fresh new eyes, and that helps me out a ton here. If you're new to the swamp, why not join us? Hit that subscribe button and turn on notifications to never miss a new video, as I upload them just about every single day, and all things natural and supernatural. If you have a story that you would like to share in a future video, whether it's a cryptid story or something completely different, be sure to submit that at swampdweller.net or the email you can find in the description down below. I'd love to share your story with everyone here in the swamp. It's stories like yours that truly help keep this show going on a daily basis. I would love to know down in the comments below which story tonight was your favorite. I'd probably have to say that Goatman was, even with the weird circumstances with the ex-girlfriend and all that. I would love to do some more Goatman stories, so if any of you guys have some Goatman stories, definitely send them in. If you guys want to support the channel outside of hitting that like button and subscribing, consider checking out our merch store. I have all kinds of cool stuff from face masks, to t-shirts, to coffee mugs, to hoodies, and more. Right now, for a limited time only, I have a very cool exclusive Swamp Dweller Christmas design that won't be sold anymore after New Year's Day, so be sure to grab one before it's too late. If you're on the go and you don't have YouTube Premium, but still want to listen to your favorite Swamp Dweller scary stories wherever you go, be sure to download them for free from iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher Radio, and pretty much everywhere else you find your favorite podcast online. Thank you guys, as always, for supporting the Swamp the way you do. I'll see you guys soon with another creepy video.